Now, here we have John Kelly. I'm a big fan of John Kelly ever since I got a couple of his albums recently. I'm sure he's echoing the sentiments of all our listeners who've emigrated from Ireland and are living abroad.
Surrounded by water and legends and lore, torn by its battles for love, life and war. Steeped in tradition, no country can claim. God bless you, Ireland, our life and our name. Sure, Ireland has been here since time, oh so long. Its rivers, its mountains, its stories and song. We've had our trouble, the world's had its too. God bless you, Ireland, the Irish love you. This land with its saints and its scholars and fame, with its proud sons of Erin, they brought us no shame. Plagued by the famine, depression severe, God bless you, Ireland, we love you so dear. Sure, Ireland has been here since time, oh so long. Its rivers, its mountains, its stories and song. We've had our trouble, the world's had its too. God bless you, Ireland, the Irish love you. God bless you, Ireland,
a gentle song there from John Kelly. Hasn't he got a great voice? And I love the arrangement on that was God Bless You, Ireland. Here's the story of the spinning wheel. Yes, you've heard it all before, but here's Anne Breen's version. Now, you have to listen to the story. She's telling the story of the young girl who's, well, she's working on the spinning wheel and the blind grandmother is sitting by the fire. And, well, being blind, she hears the noises outside more than most people would. She thinks she hears somebody sighing. And the girl said, of course, it's the wind, Granny. And she thinks she hears various other things. And of course, who is it but her young man outside? And he gets up to the casement or the window and he tells her, come on, get up on the stool and jump down. She says, I can't. But she does, you know, and she gets up on the stool and she jumps. Anyway, listen, here's the beautiful Anne Breen telling us the story of the spinning wheel and the way she fooled the poor blind grandmother.
Spinning, bent o'er the fire, blind grandmother someone tapping. Just the ivy, dear mother, against the glass fluffing. I surely hear somebody sighing. Just the sound, mother dear, of the autumn winds dying. Merrily, cheerily, noiselessly,
a new listener to the programme, you may be wondering about some of the tracks that I play, and I just have to point out to you, as I do most weeks, that Sounds Irish does not necessarily mean it's an Irish song, but it will have some connection with Ireland. It could have an Irish singer, or it could have been written by an Irish person, or it could be an Irish artist performing an instrumental. But, well, I'm doing this because country music is on the increase here in Ireland. It's getting more and more popular. Well, as the weeks go on, and we're getting more and more country singers. Now, it's what we call in today's world country and Irish. It's done by Irish people, or it might have some connection with Ireland. I think you get the message. Here we have two of the greatest country and Irish artists that have graced this country of ours for a long time. Now, Ray Lynham and Philomena Begley, they're both wonderful artists in their own right, but they had a wonderful career singing together, rather similar to Tammy Wynette and George Jones. In fact, they did a lot of Tammy Wynette and George Jones covers. Have a listen to Ray Lynham and see how good they are. It's not just country and Irish for the sake of being country and Irish. It's good country and Irish. You're the One I Can't Live Without. Ray Lynham and Philomena Begley.
You say I shouldn't be here. It's the same thing every night. You say I should go home to her. What we're doing just ain't right. It's true, she's there waiting. I'm wondering, there's no doubt.
But she's the one you live with,
and you're the one I can't live without.
She's the one you live with,
but you're the one I can't live without.
And she's the one you dream.
But you're the one I dream about.
They say I'm breaking up your home.
It's not a home, it's just a house.
She's still the one you live with.
But you're the one I can't live without. But you're the one I dream about.
They say I'm breaking up your home.
It's not a home, it's just a house.
She's still the one you live with.
But you're the one I can't live without.
Now, come on, that's very good country. And some people may say, well, it's just a cheap version. No, it's not. Ray Lynham, Philomena Begley, and She's the One You Live With, and I'm the One That... And you know what it is, but it was very good. Now, come on, let's quieten it down a bit, because we've got to put the baby to sleep. This is a Connemara baby. Now, Connemara's over in the west of Ireland. I tell you this every week, because I love Connemara. It has most beautiful scenery, with lakes and mountains and woods, and, of course, the wonderful Atlantic Ocean along the coast. And here, Maria McCool is singing for us a Connemara cradle song. So you can imagine a young mother sitting by the fire, rocking her baby to sleep. Connemara cradle song from Maria McCool.
Hear the wind blow, love.
Now, how could a baby not go to sleep with such wonderful singing as that? Maria McCool, and a wonderful arrangement as well of the Connemara Cradle Song. Now, we're moving again because we're at one of these musical tours of Ireland. And I spent, as many of my regular listeners will know, 7 very happy years in County Mayo, in Ballina, to be exact. And I'm going to play this next request. It's our Daniel slot. And it's a very young-sounding Daniel. It must have been one of his earlier recordings. It's Daniel O'Donnell, by the way. And he's going to sing for us a song that every male man and woman and child, dog and devil knows in this world. And I'll dedicate that to you. Daniel O'Donnell and Moonlight in Mayo.
It's just a year ago today I left old Erin's Isle. My heart was throbbing in the soft light of my Colleen's smile. In all my dreams I seem to hear her sweet voice soft and low. I know she's waiting where we said goodbye in old Mayo. For 2 Irish eyes are smiling and an Irish heart is pining, where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms will press me, would true Irish love caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo. Her Irish eyes like beacons shine all through the darkest night. I know their sweet love beams will always fill the world with light. The roses on her cheeks will lend enchantment to the scene. And when the shamrock wears the dew, I'll wed my sweet Colleen. For 2 Irish eyes are smiling and an Irish heart is pining, where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms will press me, would true Irish love caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo. Yes, sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo.
Would you not agree that he sounded really young on that recording of Moonlight in Mayo? That was Daniel, of course. And now let's hear his sister, Margot. And she's telling us the story of a man who has to leave Ireland. He's, well, the word that keeps coming up in all the Sounds Irish programmes, in fact, in all Irish history, is emigration. But here's a man and he's leaving his home. But before he goes down on the seashore and he takes out his fiddle and he plays his favourite tune before leaving his home. Here's Margot, Daniel's sister.
By the grotto at the old spring well, he sat down for a while with the fiddle he so cherished. on his knee. Fortunes ran through his mind as they would an exile, and the sweet notes floated gently to the sea. In his home close by the rocky shore, he feared he'd see no more. The breeze, it seemed to whisper, "Won't you stay?" Departing from his kin, this new life to begin. Just another son of Ireland going away. He played his farewell song, and the birds all sang along. On that morning down beside the old millstone, put the fiddle in its case, tears rolled down his mother's face, but their hearts were torn as he walked off alone. Each night he played the tunes of Ireland. He met and wed his sweetheart, reared a family, built a home. No more we'll ever shake that fiddler's hand. We play his farewell song, and the birds still sing along, like that morning down beside the old millstone. Put Dad's fiddle in its case, as a tear rolled down my face. Now with heavy hearts we stand here all alone. Just a story of a fiddler long ago.
Well, I should have explained it a little more clearly before I played it, about the young man who leaves his home and plays the fiddle and then goes over to Chicago, and all the time the fiddle stays with. I have heard the song, and it was so well done and presented by Margot. And as I say quite often, a lovely arrangement as well. I love the backing on that one. Now, it's been a bit sleepy, so we're going to have some accordion dexterity. This is a piece called The Flogging Rear. Now, how about this for accordion playing? Thank you. Tarsha Begeistert Sounds Irish, Lamisha, Joe Bollard.
Well, I took a stroll at the old park on a day, I met a little girl and we stopped to talk. It was a fine soft day, and I asked good friend, what's a fella to do if her hair was black and her eyes were blue? And I knew right then I'd be taking a whirl, and I saw Till Palm with a Galway girl. Hey! Her hand, yeah! And I give her a turn, and I lost my heart to a Galway girl. And I asked you, friend, tell me what would you do if her hair is black and her eyes are blue? Yeah! Everybody, but when I woke up, I was all alone. Had a broken heart and a ticket home. And I ask you, friend, what's a fella to do if her hair's black and her eyes are blue? I've been traveling around, been all over this world. Boys, I've never seen nothing like a Galway girl.
Here we go!
Well, there we heard a lively piece from a group called the Kilkennys that we haven't had on the programme before. We've had the track, of course, well, the song, that was a Galway Girl, and I think we had Sharon Shannon's version of it a couple of weeks ago. But there, a touch of Irish bluegrass or Irish Cajun, call it what you will, but I hope you enjoyed that. Now, we're going to have my favourite Cork song. No, it's not On the Banks of My Own Lovely Lee, or it's not The Bold Tady Quill. It's a lovely song, sung for us here by Larry Cunningham. Now, Larry, no longer with us, has gone to God. But when Larry was at the height of his fame, he had his own show band, and he did all these sort of Jim Reeves recordings. He was influenced by Jim Reeves. And in fact, I think he did a tribute to Jim Reeves track somewhere along the line that we must look for. But here, Larry Cunningham, a beautiful voice, big, deep voice, and his version of A Cottage by the Lee. And the Lee is the river on which Cork stands.
It's well I know that often folks keep wondering when in my eyes a far-off look deceives. What can it be, the cause of all my dreaming? What is this dream so very dear to me? And true to tell, 'tis often I go roaming in dreams along the road of man. will find its consolation within that lovely cottage by the lea. My home, sweet home, that I so fondly cherish. The dear ones, they mean everything to me. In all this world, if there can be a heaven, I'm sure it's in that cottage by the lea. It's grand to stand outside that cottage doorway and gaze across the cornfield rich and gold, to hear the stream go rippling by the meadow, or watch the shepherd calling to his fold. From down the lane that winds behind the garden, a blackbird greets the smiling sun. And as his music echoes o'er the valley, you smile and bless the day that you were born. Yes, that's my dream, my lovely dream of homeland. And though I thought a rover I could be, 'tis soon I found I left my heart behind me within that lovely cottage by the lea.
That was Larry Cunningham's version of A Cottage by the Lea. And I don't know if you, like me, felt that he was singing in the bathroom, like most of those early recordings. You see, in the early days of recording here in Ireland, we didn't have our own recording studios. We used to have to go to the UK or even to America to record stuff. But eventually, when the show band scene really became big and show bands began to do their own recordings, which was unheard of many years prior to that, studios opened in various parts of Ireland, not just Dublin. And there we heard a sample of that early recording techniques that they had. For some reason or other, they put a huge amount of echo and reverb onto the vocals. Cottage by the Lea from Larry Cunningham. We're going to change the style because we're going to have a young lady now that we haven't had on Sounds Irish before. Her name is Magella. And I can't tell you much about her because, well, I know nothing about her except that she does a lovely recording of a song called Hannigan's Hooley. Now, come on, you know what a hooley is. I've told you that before. And Hannigan was an Irishman who came from Aaron's Isle. Now, where else would he come from if he was an Irishman? Yeah, he was a rogue, and he had a brogue you'd hear for half a mile. There's a lovely line in this, in the chorus, that I always love. They say McGilligan's daughter doesn't know the taste of water. Here's Magella.
There's Murphy and Muldoon. They say McGilligan's doctor doesn't know the taste of water. Other kicks the stagnant sticking out, and there's grub for half the town. There's bottles of good patching if you want to wash it down. So if you're Irish, you're sure of a well.
Mrs. Rafferty bidding me come. The Barra McQuilty band will play a gig with all its might. And a Brady meets a Brady, there'll be ructions or a fight. Take it from me, there's a hell of a spree, and Hannigan's has the night. Come into the parlor now and make yourself at home. Come into the parlor, she won't be on your own. The tongues are ham and their legs are lamb if you look for one.